morning, everybody. It's Lupin. Who else would it be? I don't know. Hello. It is Wednesday, my dudes. Oh, I'm a sleepy girl.
I am not wanting to go to work today. I'm tired. I want to sleep.
I hope you guys are having a good week so far. Oh, I've had like, whenever I wake up, like the back of my throat is scratchy and stuff. And so I'm just like, oh, when I wake up, I'm always such a little whiny mess. Cause I'm just like, stop. And then it goes away for like the rest of the day. And then I wake up and it's scratchy again.
And so I whine.
Sorry, I just woke up like not too long ago. And I was like, you know what? Instead of waiting till tonight to record, because I'm going to be doing a lot of recording tonight. So I was like, instead of waiting to record tonight, I'm just going to do this tonight or this morning. Oh my gosh. I've been having this like huge craving for, fruit lately. And as you guys may know, I try not to eat, a ton of sugars. And even though fruit is a natural sugar, I try to avoid eating too much of it. Oh, no, honey. I've been eating so much. So much fruit this week. But it gives me cravings for other sugars, and it sucks. I hate the, like, cycle of it. So it's like, okay, I'm craving fruit. I'm going to eat some fruit. And then I eat fruit. And then it's like, okay, now I'm craving McDonald's. It's like, no! Bad. Plus, like yesterday at work, my coworker was like, "Let's celebrate for." And I was just like, "Shit, okay." And so I had an Oreo McFlurry yesterday, and it was amazing. It's fucking amazing. But now I'm like, okay, get back on your no sugar life, or not no sugar, but like low sugar life. Like, you don't need all that shit. You know you don't like it when you eat that. Because it makes you feel icky. Aww. Sorry. Jules just sent me something. Oh my god, so fucking cute. You are amazing. Did you guys hear my audio with Jules and Jules and Belle? It went out yesterday. Jules posted it, Funfetti Kitten. And so you may see that. Also, just FYI, so Jules uploaded it, and we had someone do the editing for it, and, we had someone do the editing for it, and, like, all the messages, you guys are leaving really nice, I mean, it's not you guys, it's, you know, GWA people, but, like, when people leave messages, and they're like, oh, you know, it's great, but the editing, like, this one thing is horrible, guys, don't do it, like, we are pissed, like, it makes us pissed, because it's, like, it's for our editor, and, like, that's someone who just helped us out, and so, like, harping on it, it's just, I don't know, like, be sensitive, I guess, like, be constructive with your criticism, and keep in mind that the people who do editing typically are doing it for free. I mean, we're doing the audio for free, but it's, like, even more of a generosity to do the editing, because you get credited, but you're not, like, people typically don't, like, the listeners aren't typically thanking you for it. So it's a pretty selfless thing to do the editing for an audio. And it makes us so mad when we see people just being like, oh, well, the performance was great, but, like, oh, this section. It's just like, okay, it's totally fine if something didn't work for you or you prefer something not, you know. It's just, it sucks. It sucks. We don't like it. So please, please don't say stuff like that in the future on anyone's audios. I don't think it was any of you guys. but it just sucks because we really, excuse me, we really love our editors. And when someone, like, people are just being, like, shitty to them, it's like, dude, stop. Stop. Just stop. Get some help. Sorry, I'm memeing. Like, I'd rather someone be like, bitch, your voice sucks. Do it and die. No, I'm kidding. But anyway. So that was, like, very annoying. That was very annoying. Because, you know, we want people to respect and to appreciate our writers so that, or not our, well, our writers too. But we want people to respect and, you know, show admiration and love to the writers. So yeah, I don't know. That was very annoying yesterday. I typically don't let stuff like that get to me. But like looking at it, it was just like, stop. Be nice to our beautiful cinnamon bun writers, please. Thank you. Or not writers. God damn it. Editors. Sorry, I'm very sleepy. But thank you everyone who gave lots of love to the audio yesterday. It was a really fun one to do. And I think it had really nice writing and editing, so I hope you guys are doing well. I'm, like I said, I'm craving sugar and I really just want to make, like, a cake. How much for cake? I want one right now. I want something. I don't know. What should I make for dinner? Oh my god, sorry. Water. I did get some water. Ah, there we go. Maybe I'll stop making weird noises now. This is how I sound in the morning. Imagine waking up to this. Please don't. It's disgusting. I'm a mess this morning. I'm so sorry. I had a very emotional day yesterday. And so this morning I'm just like loopy as fuck. I guess. Oh, fuck it. Oh. I played BioShock yesterday a little bit. You guys might know I played BioShock, Infinite over the weekend, and I played BioShock 1 yesterday. And if you had told me that these two games were the same game, or, like, same franchise, I almost wouldn't believe it. Like, there are some mechanics that are similar, but, like, the games are so vastly different on enjoyment level for me. Like, BioShock 1 is definitely more horror, tilted, and, like, BioShock Infinite is more like things are not what they appear, you know? So, like, BioShock Infinite has that, like, that air of everything's fine, everything's amazing, we're up in the clouds, everything's great, but things are actually, you know, not going well. And, like, BioShock 1 is just like, no, everything fucking sucks, everything's gonna jump out at you and kill you. You're gonna die. Everything's horrible. Goodbye. So, I played through a little bit of that yesterday. That was pretty fun, but definitely so far I'm enjoying Infinite more. But we'll have to see. I've heard there's some pretty good shit in BioShock 1, so I'll have to see and see which one I like. I bought all three BioShocks, so I'll be able to kind of compare them all. Oh. Yes, I know. Hello. I know, I gotta get ready for work. Thank you, alarm. Well, that's my sign, I guess. But what should I make for dinner, guys? Seriously. I need something yummy. I want dinner. I need a dinner. What am I gonna have? I don't know. I love you guys. Thanks for hanging out. Tonight I'm going to be uploading, tonight and tomorrow, are going to be getting, those audios up, the rest of the Patreon audios up. So sorry for how long it's taken this week. I know I usually post them in the last week of the month, but this week has been crazy. I haven't been able to do as many of them as I wanted early in the week. So I'm going to try to get them all done tonight, but it may be tomorrow and tonight. So I will see you guys later. Keep your ears out for some yummy Patreon audios on the Patreon. I've got some fun ones to record. And bye. Love you. Oh no. Oh no, it didn't shut off. Oh no. Okay. Bye.